This is Miss Lily. And today? Today is a cautionary tale on how stroking side by side might lead you into temptation. Sometimes cocksucking doesn't start off with a plan. Sometimes it is possible you just get carried away in the heat of the moment. It's not terribly uncommon for men to find themselves stroking side by side. They start by hanging out and having a few drinks. For many, alcohol not only lowers inhibitions, but it also increases libido. So when one has the bright idea to turn on some porn, few inebriated men are able to say no. So there they find themselves, in a dark room, inhibitions lowered, turned on and watching a beautiful lady doing all sorts of naughty things on the screen. Of course those dicks are going to come out for some side-by-side stroking action. But, as a pet of mine found out recently, side-by-side stroking sometimes leads to more. As the images flash on the screen and those fingers slide up and down along that shaft, feeling every bulging vein and slipping over that sensitive head, some guys just crave more stimulation. They get closer and closer to the brink and find themselves caught up in the moment, wanting an orgasm brought about by something other than their own hand. And there you are. Another warm body with a warm, wet fuckhole in your face. There in the same room, feeling just as horny and just as uninhibited. So what else is there for you to do when you feel his strong hand on the back of your head, pushing you down towards his dripping and drooling cock? Other than opening up wide and sucking it, that is. You really can't resist. It feels so good, and tastes even better. Suddenly, something you never really thought that seriously about becomes the very thing you can't do without. Before you know it, you've become a cocksucker. And the thought of going without a dick between your lips seems impossible. This is Mistress Lily. Feel free to give me a call at 1-800-601-6975. Or visit my blog at eroticfilmmistress.com.